That means don't.
Yeah, that means
don't stop
this,
it.
This will be the last. Yeah.
No, not. I'm not talking to you. Okay. Your wife should stop texting.
She'll get the message. Starting podcast now. I'm gonna stop texting.
Hold the mic closer to your mouth.
Is this close enough?
Have you done this before?
First time.
Yeah. Is your wife all done?
Texting.
Yeah.
I hope so.
All right. Let's go. Hello and welcome to episode 308 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Vancouver, Canada. And with me as always is...
Adam.
Also, come on, what are you...
Vancouver. We're together still.
Still. Well, not still. You went home. Yeah. Found your way home without me.
That's right.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Found your way back here too.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a miracle. Wonderful. Good job, Magellan. What's going on, Adam?
I should ask you, because I'm always in Vancouver. So you've been here now for 6 days, I think, since I last saw you?
I've been here, yeah, something like that.
Yeah. So I saw you roughly a week ago. So what's new?
Who's keeping track at home, do you think?
I went to work for a week. What did you do?
Also worked.
Okay.
Boring. The weather here's been terrible, man.
That's what it's like.
First of all, the weather has just this is atypical Vancouver. I mean, I know Vancouver has the reputation for being the rainy city, Raincouver. Ha ha ha.
And no, November is a very rainy month.
I always thought it was February, but which it also is.
Well, it's November, December, January, February.
That's the old joke. It only rains in Vancouver once a year.
Yeah.
From October to May.
Yeah.
I've been here, you know, before for, you know, obviously grew up here, but in the last few years, I've been here for October, November and gotten some sunny days in there and it's beautiful. Not this trip.
No, not so far.
It has been, well, I'm on a plane shortly.
Yeah. You got a couple of day and a half.
I'm sure just as we pull out of sight, yeah. I'll see the sun will pop out in the wonderful city. But I had to go shoot in it too. That was not fun, but...
In the rain?
Well, before that, like, the whole point is I've been working here. Like, that's what I have to do, and so, unfortunately, it's kind of a double-edged sword anyway. That's not the right term.
Sure.
Sure it is.
We knew. There's good and bad.
Yeah, I guess. No, the way it works out is when I get here, I kind of preload my, front-load my trip. So I get off the plane, have maybe half a day, get some sleep, and then work the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So I work for a couple days, and then I kind of have to edit what I shoot.
Right.
And I can finish when I get back home. I have time. But if I'm missing something, I can't come back and shoot.
Right.
And really, as much as I trust you and you know your way around the video camera a little...
No, not really.
It's a lot trickier than just that. So, unfortunately, what I have to do is basically as soon as I, you know... stop the camera on day two, I got to start editing.
Okay.
Just doing a rough assemble so I can look at the whole storyline and go, all right, this is missing. I need this shot, this shot, this shot. This doesn't make sense. How do I clarify? And then go back.
Gotcha.
So that's why I spend the first few days.
To make sure you've got it all.
Make sure you got it all.
Yeah.
And I don't like to overshoot. I don't even have time. The nature of what I'm doing is just, it's really fly by the seat of your pants. The thing is, there's really no time. I'm a one-man band, and so there's no continuity editor. There's no nothing on set, so it's just me. I say set. It's not even set, really. That's a fancy way.
Yeah.
It's set.
On location.
On location. And so, yeah, so I spend those first few days. And so basically what I'll do is then spend a few days at the end seeing friends and playing poker and drinking too much whiskey and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Guiding people around the city.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you're mistaken. The town is back that way. A lot of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I've been doing, working and seeing a little of the city yesterday, but I had to go do reshoots.
Okay.
And part of it was I had to go do a lot of pickup shots, establishing shots around downtown Vancouver.
Okay.
It's just for the nature of what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I'm not being mysterious. The project is boring to you.
Okay.
So it's not like some big awesome project. It's a corporate thing. But I'd get a bunch of establishing shots, and it was non-stop rain.
Okay.
Just deluge.
So this is like outside buildings you're trying to...
Correct. Okay. Buildings, I want to get, you know, float planes, I want to get...
Things that say Vancouver.
Things that say Vancouver. And the rain, unfortunately, did it. What I needed was an umbrella. And had I clicked through our website on and gone through the Amazon,
mm-hmm.
I would have had an umbrella and put some money in my pocket.
You should have done that.
Didn't do it. I missed a trick on that one.
Okay.
But we thank you for clicking through our site.
Yeah.
People are doing it.
Great.
Anyways.
On with the story.
So I'm downtown. I'm shooting around. And again, I'm one man band. And you know me, prime lens snob.
Yeah.
So I have a couple. I do have one zoom. I brought one zoom with me, the 17 to 40, because I need to go wide sometimes. And so I got the 17 to 40. I got the 35 mil cinema lens. Got the 85 cinema lens. And that's how I shoot these things. That's all I have. So normally I would just take my backpack with me, walk around, change lenses outside when I want to. Not possible in this rain.
Right.
I do not want to take all my equipment out. So I go up to the office that I'm working in, drop everything off, take just the camera body and the 17 to 40. That's all I took, and an umbrella.
Okay.
So now I have to walk around, and it's just absolute. It's like you're under Niagara Falls. And now I have to shoot with one hand and try to get focus, try to rack focus with my middle finger.
Okay, yeah.
While I'm holding the umbrella up.
Yeah, not an easy task.
Not an easy task at all. So that was life. Oh, and I had just realized on the way down there, stepped off the SkyTrain and realized, yeah, I have a hole in my shoe.
That's not good.
No, that's not professional. That never Spielberg never started a story with that.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or, so what'd you do?
I had wet feet.
Great.
Pretty much what I did. I didn't have time to buy new shoes. Had I...
pull out the Ziploc bag from your camera bag that you always keep tucked in there and right over the shoe. Or over your sock. Over your sock.
We joked about that. I felt that I would look like less of a hayseed if I just had wet feet.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, that was my optics were of concern.
Okay.
I didn't want to be that guy.
Gotcha.
Because the client wants to know what they're paying you for.
Yeah.
It's not that.
Okay.
So, but it worked out. But that was essentially my, when you say, hey, later on, we said, did you shoot anything interesting?
Yeah.
That was it.
Okay.
So.
Did you shoot any stills while you've been in Vancouver?
I snapped, I think, two or three while I was shooting because I thought, hey, that might be a good Vancouver pick. And I don't know if it is. Maybe.
Okay.
Let me bring it up while we're shooting. It's the Marine Building. Not that one.
We're waiting.
Not that one. Is it this one? Yes.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know. That's uncolor corrected. That's just...
That's just cool, though.
Yeah. So that's the wide angle lens just looking up the Marine Building.
Yeah, which is just a neat looking building.
Yeah, it really is. And it's not an angle that I normally would shoot because normally you shoot that doorway, which is really cool looking.
Mm-hmm.
And I just happened to look up. Got some rain on the lens. Had to wipe that down, which was a little bit, you know, no fun. But other than that, that's about all I've taken.
Okay, wow.
Well, I took some cheesecake shots.
Oh, great. Yeah, you were at the Cheesecake Factory?
No, you snapped them. Right. You know what? We'll save that for the Christmas episode.
Okay.
We'll tell that story all at Christmas. Right,
yes.
So what about you?
I've taken no photos. Oh, my wife took one photo of you and I.
How'd it turn out?
I don't know. I haven't looked at it.
Is it like it's just like the two titans of handsome, just
in the rain,
handsome off.
Where I was deep in my beard. I was growing a beard that my wife told me was horrible.
Oh yeah, you stopped.
Yeah, so the photo will have the beard captured forever.
Okay.
Yeah, and then shortly after that, my wife told me it was unbecoming of a gentleman to have that beard. So
really,
yeah. So I shaved it now.
Huh.
Yeah, so now I just got, you know, normal stubble stuff. Yeah.
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 Okay.
So there's that. Yeah. And my wife doesn't know is that I've also captured, there was one interesting photo. I lied. I did take an interesting photo, a green screen photo, because my wife's birthday is upcoming. But I did a green screen photo of me and the kids. We went to the dollar store and picked up a bunch of happy birthday related paraphernalia,
mm-hmm.
and then snapped a, you know, the those little party blower things, and we had sunglasses on that say happy birthday right across the front of the glasses. Mm-hmm. And we had a birthday banner, so we snapped that, and then I green screened with a green screen in behind us, and then I threw a whole backdrop of balloons. Rather than purchase 40 balloons and configure them, I just did a green screen, and then I added the balloons afterwards. And so that has the beard captured. That's where I was going. So I've captured the beard forever and taking an interesting photo all at the same time. So I'll post that once my wife's birthday comes up. I'll post it for all of you to see. I do like green screen. Again, I think I've mentioned this in the past for anyone who does it. Two things. Really big room helps getting away from the green, which I don't have the luxury of that. Mm-hmm. So either outside, and again, in Vancouver, you don't do that one all that often, or it really helps to wear hats. And so I was really hoping that we could get some birthday hats, which apparently the dollar store didn't have, the drugstore didn't have, the supermarket didn't have, and so therefore created a little bit more of a pain in the rear end. I got my daughter to ponytail her hair, and I'm bald, so that's good.
Two out of three.
Yeah, my son has a brush cut like yourself, so mm-hmm. So that was okay.
This was the accidental brush cut.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about that in the show.
It's grown in a little bit since last
time. It has.
Yeah. We should have made the Marine Part 8 sort of movie poster for you. I think they're on that.
Oh.
I think every guy that's ever been the WWF champion has kind of been in the Marine
that's
5,
true.
6, 7. Yeah.
I got a phone call from Arlie Ermey saying, hey, man, tone it down.
Yeah.
What you doing? What is your major malfunction, he said.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was accidental. I went into the barber,
yeah,
which I rarely go to. I normally cut my hair myself, but I'll be honest with you, while I do a good job of cutting my hair, I hate cleaning up the hair.
Yeah.
So essentially, I'm going to pay this guy 13 euros just to clean up the hair.
I get it.
That's my move.
Leave it at his place.
Yeah. That's your problem now, sir. And so I go to a new guy. I've been there before. The guy who owns the place did a good job. Okay. But it's owned and run by a Turkish guy, and all the guys who work there are Turkish. And thus,
they make great chocolate bars, by the way. We get them here.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Turkish Delight?
Yeah.
Okay.
Delicious. Thank you. Thank you, Turkey.
I only know, I've never had one. I only know it from the Narnia stories.
Yeah. That's not as good. This fake stuff is really good. Yeah.
So anyways, the point being is German is their second language.
Okay.
As it is mine.
Great.
And thus, evidently, we don't have a lot of overlap in our knowledge. Me and him. Me and the new guy.
Okay.
So I went in there. I had short hair as it was, but it was just kind of shaggy, like short, but not even.
Right.
And I said, you know what? I'm coming here to Vancouver. I'm going to go work with this client. I want to look my best, right?
Professional.
Yeah. Like that's exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe the hole in the shoe was a bad call, but hair is going to look $1 million.
Right. Yeah.
So I told the guy, he's looking at my short hair. Like, what do I do here? You know? And I said, okay, just really just clean it up.
Give me the number 5.
Yeah, well, I said just clean it. Don't take too much off.
Right.
Just clean it.
Yeah.
Aufräumen.
Yeah.
Which makes sense if you're cleaning up a room, but not hair, evidently.
That was the word you used.
Yeah.
Okay.
Aufräumen, because putzen, that means something else.
Okay.
And so I said, all right, just tidy it up a little bit.
Yeah.
And
give me the Clooney.
And he looked at me. Well, yeah, I don't like to say that, but I'd like them to make that leap themselves.
Okay.
And so anyways, he looks at me kind of funny, and then he's like, he shouts, says something out. I'm like, yeah, you know what you're doing. You're there, the pro. So he gets the clippers and just goes on the one side and just goes mental with it. Wah, wah, wah. Like, just takes, like bits of skin are flying off
at
this point.
Are you watching in the mirror?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but he just goes quickly, like three quick swipes. So from the front of my eye or the side of my eye, all the way past my ear.
Yeah.
He's just gone right to the skin.
Okay, perfect.
And he just says to me, good, you like? Now? Like, what are we going to do? You going to fade it in the back? Like, well, what are you going to do? Of course. I'm like, yeah, go nuts.
Perfect.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said, perfect. And he just went nuts with it. And I thought, oh, boy. Like, I'm going to get home. My wife is going to just laugh. You know, and you paid for that.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah. But I knew it would grow in about a week or so. So it's coming in now. I look... less hayseedish.
The moral of the story, I think, is pay more than what, $11, 12, whatever it was.
No.
$12?
It's 13.
Yeah.
I tip. I make kinda it 15.
In the same vein of don't go for all-you-can-eat sushi that's under $6.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe. Which is weird, because after the haircut, I had really bad diarrhea. Yeah.
Maybe there's a minimum you should pay for your haircut.
I don't think so. No, not with a barber. Barber, you're fine. As long as he's got...
Went to barber college.
As long as he has at least 8.5 fingers, you're set.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
So,
all right. Different rules apparently apply here.
Well, I rolled in... Speaking of that, nothing to do with that, I went into the bank today to go deal with some MasterCard issues.
Yeah.
And they needed to see some ID. And so I had my passport with me. And I hand the passport, and she looks at me, looks at the passport, this young Asian girl. I don't know if it matters, but she was a young Asian girl.
Okay.
So her worldview might have been tainted, I hope. And she looks at the picture, looks at me, and looks at the picture again and says, "Wow, you look so young here."
Oh, no.
I was like, that was taken a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
Like, this is less than a year old.
This photographer did wonders for you.
Yeah.
I was like, at the DMV.
Yeah. The lady at London Drugs. Yeah. Wow. It's like Annie Leibovitz of London Drugs. And I thought, wow. Like, I don't look any different.
How do I respond to that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I punched her in the face.
Okay.
Yeah. And she had it coming. She realized her mistake.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That might have been aggressive.
Yeah, I wouldn't have done that.
I didn't do it.
Yeah.
P.S. I didn't do it.
Okay.
And she turned my MasterCard back on.
Okay, well, great.
So it all worked out in the end. All right. That takes care of, did you shoot anything interesting?
Yeah, in general, small talk.
Yeah. Check. Got that off the list. Let's get into this week's photo challenge. As you might understand, I'm still traveling, and thus, when you're hearing this, probably traveling back home.
Okay.
So we're what I'm saying is that the show might be a little bit shorter than normal.
Right, but live, what we're short on in length, we make up for in camaraderie and just feel goodness.
I kind of like doing it in person.
Well, then better. It's less editing too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, not editing.
Well, don't you have to crisscross the things?
Yeah, I got to sync it all up.
Yeah.
We have a question about that, as a matter of fact.
Okay. Question is, how do you do that?
George asked us, how does that work? A big, long question about syncing and whatnot.
So, we're all on pins and needles
here. You want to discuss it now?
No. Is this longer than a three-word answer?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
So maybe we could just do it next week?
Maybe let's make that an episode. How does Al sync the show?
It's interesting to me and evidently George, and that might be it.
Okay.
But... yeah, we'll talk about that.
Save it. Next show. That's a cliffhanger for
that's
sure.
That's a teaser, George.
Yeah.
We'll get that.
Stay tuned.
We'll get to that. So, all right. So, 2 weeks ago, we issued the photo challenge, which got preempted last week. But the photo challenge 2 weeks ago was Christmas cards.
Yes.
It's that time of year. And so, let's start with yours first.
Okay.
Not to beat a dead horse, but I'm looking around. I don't see any apostrophes. We're good.
Nope.
Yeah.
Schwartz family, like I told you last time.
You said. I like what's going on here. I like... What font is that? Chalkboard?
Something like that. Chalk duster. Yeah. My card was intended to look like... I actually made this.
Okay, wait a second.
What?
I it looks like something specific to me. And let me guess it before you tell me.
Okay, you guess.
Is it Snoopy?
No.
Is it Peanuts font?
No, not like that.
Oh.
It was meant to look like one of my kids put this together. That's what I was hoping to go for. I wanted to look like sort of a homemade craft that one of the kids might come home from school with. The digital version. And then this is how, and then it becomes sort of like the Christmas card. So I was trying to make it look like I hand drew the Christmas card background in Photoshop just with the paint tool, just really simply like I would draw a Christmas tree and painted the bottom. Like I didn't go and look for backgrounds here. I just kind of painted a tree in the back. I cheated on the star and just used a star tool or something there.
Right.
And then the peace, love, joy, same thing. I just kind of used the simplest looking sort of, font, and then with the Christmas tag that I put on the picture, same thing. I just hand drew that. So everything was kind of meant to...
I thought that was a rocket ship.
Yeah, rocket ship or gift tag, whichever.
Yeah.
But the idea was just kind of like, I wanted to sort of make it look like my kids had made that. And I think I achieved that. Sarah said, hey, it looks like a kid made that. And I was like, bingo.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good call.
I did rip the idea of the stacked pictures from something I saw online. It didn't have, obviously, it didn't have the Christmas tree background or any of the other things. It just sort of had the structure of a 4-3-2-1 Christmas card.
Blast off, hence the rocket ship.
Yeah.
See where I'm going?
Yeah, I see where you're going. So I liked the idea, and then I just kind of decided, oh, I'm going to make that my own, and I'll add the background and the blah, blah, blah. And even the peace, love, joy little letter, not the font so much, but just the heart in the love and the O with the snowflake, that was a ripoff somewhere online that I'd seen, I don't know, last year, whatever. And it just sort of stuck with me, and I thought, oh, I kind of like that idea.
Not a ripoff. It's sampling.
So what I'm saying is yeah, no, I made it my own and I did it myself, but I collectively pulled ideas from here and there. And then the gift tag was just kind of my own touch there.
Nice.
So yeah, that's all it was. I did order this from Vistaprint. There's a plug for something we don't get anything from.
Not yet. Maybe they will.
But let me say, 40 cards in like nice, I don't remember what card stock it was, but 40 Christmas cards with envelopes and little letter seals to go with it for $40 shipped to my door. I don't have them in my hands yet, but really happy with just that going into me. I'm like, I don't know how that can be blown.
I think even if you don't celebrate Christmas and have no friends, you should probably still do it. It's that good of a deal.
That's a pretty good deal. Buck a shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're saving money.
Yeah.
You're making money
at that point. So I might just make cards of me.
That'd be good. Just hand out in the street. Yeah. Merry Christmas. There
not
you go.
Not a business card. Like a super, whatever, the 5x7 kind of card. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Hand them out.
Yeah.
I love that idea.
Okay. And oh,
we're going to get rich.
P.S. This is just the front of the card. In the actual $1 version, yeah, you can look behind the computer. There's actually, I did a front, and then I put one of the pictures of the kids enlarged on the back, and then it's a folding card, so you're allowed to customize even with a picture on the inside, which I did not do.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a full folding card with a full color inside and back for $1 shipped to my door. So beat that.
I cannot.
Okay.
I'm not going to beat that.
There you go.
No,
Vistaprint,
I like it.
I like you a lot.
What's that?
Vistaprint. I like them a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. No, evidently. And you've already got them.
No, I said I didn't.
I wasn't listening.
You weren't paying
attention. I was overwhelmed by how good this was.
Okay.
To be fair to me. When do they arrive?
It's said about 10 to 12 business days, so probably next week sometime.
So not by tomorrow.
No.
So I'm not getting one.
No, you'll get it. Well, maybe I'll mail it to Germany.
Yeah, for next year.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we'll see.
I'll send you the digital version.
That's fine. Wasn't that it?
Well, you didn't get the back or the middle.
Good pod.
Okay.
Right here. This is good listening.
All right. So do you have any critique, criticism?
My only critique, and I'll take this in the spirit which is intended, because I am a fully functioning colorblind guy.
Okay.
Which means certain shades blend in. And so like right in here, I have to look close to see the green divide in between these pictures.
Fair enough.
Like they blend over for me. So it becomes unclear. So what I would do to combat that is I would add a 2-pixel white border around each.
I strongly considered it.
Yeah.
And then the problem was, again, fitting everything in. I played around with sliding the images around, and I just kind of said, no, not doing
it. Yeah.
Because just the even spacing, yeah, it was one of those things like, how much time am I going to slide these photos around?
Mm-hmm.
But absolutely agree with you on that. In a perfect world, I wanted to have a little white border around that. So good feedback.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Also try to shoot some good-looking kids.
Yeah, that too.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
I know they're not listening, but I love your kids.
I had lots of photos, and so part of doing something like this is I tried to get like 15 or 20 shots so I could narrow it down to 7 or 8 or 9.
Mm-hmm.
So I strongly recommend, if you try to attempt a photo shoot with your children, to potentially overshoot a little bit. Give yourself some choice in the matter.
Right.
Well, if your intention is to kind of use a whole bunch on your Christmas card, you're, there's a lot of throwaways where their either eyes are closed or.
But that's okay. In this case, it's okay if you out of 10, if you have, you know, 3 that are like the great shot, and then 7 sort of in between moments.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. You're okay.
Yeah.
So yeah. Now, is that a gray background or a white one you made gray?
It is that color.
It is
bluey
gray.
Right. Bluey gray color.
Is it the wall?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you had a gray background.
No, just a wall.
Gotcha. It's a good color. All right, let's have a look at mine. Mine is not finished.
Oh, it's not.
As I told you, I've been traveling, and I did take this before I left. Took the shot of the kids, so little reindeer.
Very cute.
Yes, thank you. And yeah, so I had a general idea what I wanted to do. When our room downstairs has that color, that's not a backdrop, that's our wall. And flip the couch. So that's the backwards couch.
Yeah.
Which I honestly, for some reason, despite having that couch downstairs for a year now, and with that colored wall, have never done this shot. And I love the gray against that color, that maroon sort of burgundy color. It's a great contrast. I can't believe I've never used this, the trick, downstairs. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, it's a good contrast.
And so, anyway, so I got the kids in their pajamas. Actually, spoiler alert, just their pajama tops, because this is the middle of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So I got them to participate and put their pajama tops on. And picked up a couple of the antlers from from not the dollar store. We don't have that here, unfortunately, in Germany. I got it from the way too expensive store.
Okay.
No, it was a couple, $5 or something each, which was a little steep. And threw them on there. So I think we're looking at two lights, sort of side-to-side clamshell lighting, with there's actually a backlight just kind of flicking their hair a little bit.
Okay.
I was trying to get it on the antlers only. It just wasn't picking up any light. In order for me to get enough rim light on the antlers to pop, it would just blow their hair out.
Mm-hmm.
It was way too much light.
Gotcha.
And I couldn't shape it in time to keep it off there, to flag it off there, off the back of their heads. Although I did kind of want that.
I like it. Your daughter's facial expression reminds me of the night I drove you home after you had a few too many.
Was it? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, she also likes whiskey, though. She's a fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how are you going to finish it?
Well, yeah. No. Speaking of the facial expression, you're right. It's not perfect. But getting the two of them to be perfect in the same photo is very difficult.
It's not going to happen.
And this was the best. This is great. My son's having a great time. She is almost smiling. So that's kind of the best. There are ones of her where she's got a much better smile, but his is terrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's just sort of, you kind of got to balance that out.
Yep.
And also the added challenge was these antlers, despite the exorbitant price, just kept slipping off their heads.
Okay.
And I was by myself down here shooting and thought, oh boy, I got five shots at this and we're done.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where we landed. So I left a lot of negative space around so I could add some titles. So I'll add the Merry Christmas, probably the Frohe Weihnachten. I'll go German on it.
Okay.
And throw the year, I'm not sure. Might do a rocket ship on there. It's good.
Tip. Yeah, you can never have too many rocket ships.
Yeah.
In your Christmas card, especially. Next year, all rocket ships.
No, it worked out for you. So that's what I'm saying is that I like where you went with the rocket ship.
Okay.
So I'll probably just finish it with a simple, with font around, maybe a border, just to make it Christmassy.
Yeah. Okay. Did you see the Christmas photos that listener sent us? Joe?
I can't believe we didn't mention him last week.
Yeah.
Those are great.
Fantastic.
Yeah. The stool, I don't know if he's going to let us post them. We'll talk to him. Maybe he'll post them on Facebook or we'll let him let us post
one or two of them. Christmas card, well, two different years or three different years. Two in particular that I was blown away by that are
the fishing one?
Yeah.
And then the stool tipping.
Yeah. So he sort of had his whole family involved in a staged photo and they're fantastic. So I think he should let them be posted for the world to see because they're pretty amazing.
I agree, Joe. Do it.
Okay. And if not, then we just talked about it for nothing. So thank you.
Yeah, yeah. No, people get the idea. You know, maybe we can make a trade with Joe.
Yeah. For?
What? I heard he's a trader.
Oh. Okay.
No? Trader Joe's?
Yeah, I got it. I don't really still. I don't understand.
It's a
chain a store. Of grocery stores.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why? Well, I don't know.
Just trade. What are you offering?
Boy.
Okay, got really not awkward. Humor.
Got I'm not going to write about a bunch of funny jokes for him, that's for sure. That much we know.
Okay.
So, there's that. So there's my Christmas card in the making.
Can't wait to see how it ends.
It's going
to
be awesome. It's going to be really, really great. All right. This week's topic, it's kind of a, I'm going to tell people it's kind of a, another audible.
Yep.
Called it last minute. So It's not Christmas themed at all.
No.
Does it have to be?
No.
No.
It's not yet Christmas.
You had a question sent to you specifically.
Yeah.
Go.
From my cousin, he sent me a question. I guess he was teaching a class. I'm not exactly sure what the exact nature of the class was, but it had something to do with, you know, people trying to get employment. And someone asked him the question of what should their headshot look like in terms of applying for jobs, a business type headshot. What should be included? What should it look like? And my cousin, knowing that I do some photography work, just turned around and said, you know what? I will get back to you. I will ask somebody who might have an idea. And yeah, so he sent me that question. And then he thought, hey, maybe you guys could use that as content for your show. So
don't here, boss me. You said.
Here we are. Yeah, yeah. And I said, no, I'll tell you what's good.
Yeah, you listen up.
Yeah. So
okay, so business headshots. Now there's kind of corporate headshots, I think.
Yeah, whatever them. You want to call it, your version of mm-hmm. that. Sure, corporate.
I want to call. Yeah, okay.
Is McDonald's? If I'm applying for McDonald's,
I don't think you're allowed to give a headshot.
No,
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 no. Generally, a lot of places in Canada prohibit headshots being attached to the resume.
Okay, because I'm too good looking to work there.
Yeah, no, that's why you worked at the Cactus Club,
right?
But that's why that's what they're seeking to avoid.
Right.
They don't want people being hired on looks.
Okay.
Which is...
Except for once they walk in the door, that's kind of a variable.
Hey, thanks for wasting all of our time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, especially at the Cactus Club. That's kind of their MO.
Yeah. They hire good-looking people.
I'm not letting the cat out of the bag, am I?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, but in Germany, it's everyone does it. It's automatic. You have a business headshot, corporate headshot, whatever it is.
Okay.
And so I've done a few, and here we're looking at one now, which we'll get to, but I get the request from people relatively often, hey, I need a business headshot. And so where do you start? Where do you, like, if someone came to you and said, hey, I need a business headshot, where would you start?
I would ask them, first of all, what is this going to be used for?
What do you do?
Yeah. What are you?
What's
your job? What are you trying to do? Mm-hmm. And then I'd probably go look at a few examples because I think this probably ranges. When I think of business headshot, I usually think of, for whatever reason, when you go into one of those improv comedy places or a stand-up place, they always have the photos on the wall of all the comics. And for whatever reason, that's my sort of, you know, I guess, sort of background, that knowledge base when it comes to headshots. So I always think of that. But I think first off, I'd probably just want to see, well, what are comparables? I know what realtor headshots look like because they're on the bus stops. Every place I go, I see so-and-so for Realty, Remax, or for Realtors.
And what do you notice about those?
They look very artificial. They look very...
In what way? Lighting?
Pretend.
Or?
No, the facial expressions. I think they're oftentimes... They're trying to portray a person who is both friendly and trustworthy. Mm-hmm. And so if you said, friendly and trustworthy, go! Make your expression. That's what I feel like they're going for. Doesn't often come across.
I never thought of it in terms of realtor, because I've taken some realtor headshots. In fact, we're sitting in that guy's house right now.
Yeah, we should look at what his photo looks like.
Well, I took it.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Did you say look friendly and trustworthy?
No. No. I lit him really dark and a lot of backlighting.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, and in fact, I took him and his whole team. He has a team. That's how he rolls. And it's funny, we set it up. I think I used your white background, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
Probably 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Year and a half ago. We set it up in his office or at his house. Lit the whole studio, did the white background shots, did the whole thing. And ironically, I had put up, I don't know if it's ironic or not, but I had put up the white background basically in front of the giant picture window.
Okay.
Okay, so did all the white headshots, the white background shots, took that down, and I said, okay, now we have this awesome giant picture window, south-facing, cloudy day. Let's just snap some available light window shots, window light.
Mm-hmm.
So I turned around, did that, and grabbed a bunch of, with the 85, just nice headshots with the out-of-focus background. Took, you know, start to finish 5 minutes versus the hour and a half the other one.
Yeah.
Guess which ones he used.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are the ones.
Available light, yep.
I went with available light because it was really amazing light. And so that, I mean, but they weren't your regular realtor headshots either. Like they actually looked, there were some nice colors in the background. It looked, generally they're very, the realtor ones are very, very boring. But by design, I think.
Yeah, a lot of times they're white background. I think because they're thinking, well, where are you going to display this?
Right.
So it's probably easier when you're going to display it in all different areas, whether it's on the back of a bus stop and whether it's on a sticker and whether it's in ads for newspapers, to have a very blank background.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah.
So that's where I start. As I do, I ask, hey, what do you do for a living? And then I kind of figure out, okay, what is this for? Are you advertising your services like a realtor? In which case, we want to showcase what it is you do. We want to put you in your environment.
Right.
And thus, if and this is very specific. Now, this, the guy I'm talking about, the realtor headshots, he sells houses in a very specific neighborhood. He doesn't just go all over the place. So the bulk of his houses are sold right here in this neighborhood.
Okay.
In and around Main Street.
Yeah.
He doesn't, which means Main Street isn't the ocean.
Right.
So if I have a picture of him walking on the beach, which is awesome in Vancouver, it's not going to portray what it is that he does.
Gotcha.
So that's the first thing you look at. So the first, second question after you say, what do you do, is now you establish, are we doing a generic headshot? Let me back that up. The second thing you establish is, what are you using it for, like you said?
Right.
What do you do? What are you using it for? Are you advertising your services or are you trying to get a job?
Right.
Now, if you're advertising your services, you now have to decide, am I going to do an environmental portrait?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it going to be a very plain, neutral background?
Right.
Okay. The other way to go is the exact same question comes up with, if you're applying for a job, if you're using this to get a job, what do you want to do? Now, you can do an environmental background, but I find that that kind of limits the use of that photo.
Yeah.
So if one day you're applying for a job at the Gap, and then a week later you want a job at the Radio Shack, those are two very different photos.
Yeah.
Unless we just do a simple white background or a gray background, now you can use those for multiple things. That's how I feel about those kind of corporate headshots.
Okay.
So the first, the environmental portrait, because you had one that you took for your sister-in-law, you said.
Yeah. So I did basically more of a generic one. She was using it for an award night that she was getting some award, and she wanted a headshot that could be used, I guess, in the program. And so I just thought, you know, something very simple as far as background concerned. I used a gray background paper, and then I lit the background to create a gradient, very similar look to the photo as what you've got, what you're showing there on the screen. And then I think I used two lights and a reflector to kind of, you know, basically create some nice separation between the subject and the background. And then, yeah, have a gradient on the wall.
And where did that photo end up?
She was not able to use it because her firm said that that photo basically needed to be, they called it an active background. So mm-hmm. they needed windows and something else. So they basically got someone from the firm or hired a photographer to take another photo mm-hmm. in order to use it for the program, because it basically had to be, she didn't know this at the time she asked me to do it, but it had to be an active background. I didn't know what that term meant.
Right. I get it. It's sort of more environmental,
sure.
Really. And because of the nature of her job, can you say what it is? Probably.
She's an accountant. Yeah.
Wah, 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 wah. Yeah. So, but basically, you know, an accountant in Vancouver, now that means, you know, like steel and glass, because you're working in those office buildings downtown Vancouver, which are really the main architectural feature in the last 30 years. Is steel and glass. That's our city.
Yeah.
And so I think the idea there is they want to showcase her, at, you know, as a, you know, in the modern
yeah.
sort of
yeah.
environment.
I think that's exactly it. Yeah.
That's it. And so I saw those photos. They're pretty good.
Yeah. I could dig one of them up probably. Although, no, I better not do that. I don't know if she wants me.
We'll send her. Give her out her home phone number.
Sure. Yeah. No, I'm not going to post it. I liked my photo. It was
yeah.
good. Yeah.
Yeah. No, your photo was great.
Yeah.
But I understand when they say, hey, that's not what we want. Now, that's similar to what I've done here. Now, this is a friend of mine who said, hey, I need business. You know, I'm changing jobs. And if you're listening to this show and you didn't know, and he works for you, and you didn't know he was changing jobs, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But he won't be there Monday.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Well, I don't know if he's changing jobs, but he's considering it, I guess. And so he said, hey, I need new headshots. And I said, well, great. I'll have the studio set up for these, my other project. Come by on Wednesday, what, a couple weeks ago, and we'll bang out a few. So bring, you know, bring a suit. So the fact that he's an engineer and is looking for a job in a number of different places, I didn't want to do an environmental portrait necessarily.
Right.
And, you know, I want him to be able to use this for a little while.
Sure.
So we went with a very neutral background. This is a white, my white backdrop with a flash directly behind him on full zoom, on low power, bare flash, firing directly into that white background. But it's turned on low, and so it doesn't blow out behind him and then quickly falls off into the gradient.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like this effect. This is a, and it's a common technique. If you look at realtor headshots as a good example, you'll see this kind of gradient background all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's interesting, because in a lot of these things, you don't want to reinvent the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've kind of nailed this technique. Now, for certain headshots, yeah, if you're actors or certain other funky jobs, you can go ahead and get creative. But for the most part, don't go nuts. You want something that's just solid. And that's why, in terms of lighting, what I do here is I do a clamshell, like a side-to-side clamshell. Mm-hmm. You can see by in his left eye, you can see the catch lights.
Yeah.
I have a softbox on one side and an umbrella on the other. And the lighting ratio is really pretty flat.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
You do get some shape. You got a little bit of a contour there. Like the left, or sorry, his right side of his face, camera left, is a little bit more lit than the camera right. But yeah, you're right. It's nice and even. It's not moody. This is not a moody photo.
That's exactly what you want to avoid. You want it to be sort of, you know, inviting, again, just very solid. Now, the final crop won't look like this. I kind of shot it wide because his left shoulder looks a little bit large. I'll probably crop it in a portrait mode.
Sure.
And leave some of that out.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you shoot it wide like this, you have options. And yeah. This is the 70 to 200 at probably around 135. It's kind of where I shoot
these. What are you saying to your model or your subject as far as facial expression?
I usually say, try to imagine me in my underwear. Yeah, which ironically is all I'm wearing.
Right. Yeah no, that helps.
Yeah. I'm method like that.
Yeah.
No, I'm just basically saying, you know, hey, look to the camera. Give me. What I start out by doing is I want to get a very specific smile out of these people, and I don't always know which smile it is for everybody. So what I do is I start them off, get them to do the little chin move where you push it towards the camera slightly, and the chin and the forehead to eliminate that chin, the double chin,
mm-hmm.
which he doesn't have. A, he's fit. B, he's got a beard. But I get them to do that.
My wife would have told him to shave it.
Oh, yeah, she did. She already texted him. Hey, listen, get that out of there. Yeah. No, it's all very dark, too, so good for him. We're really proud of you.
Yeah.
No, but then basically what I want to do is to get that sort of half smile out of people, because I find if you know, once you hit a certain age, and that's like 23, your big smile just kind of creates wrinkles around the eyes.
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
So I tell people, okay, give me your big smile, and they feel goofy and they do it. And then I tell them, okay, no smile. And they drop off and get all serious, and I say half smile, big smile, and rotate through. I keep cycling, going no smile, half smile, big smile. And somewhere in that cycle, after three or four cycles, one of the half smiles will be bang on.
Perfect. I think that's great advice. That's a good tip. I've never exactly done it that way, but I like how you arrive there. So, no, I'm going to use that.
And so that's most of my business headshots are this simple background. Now, I give them an option. I'll turn off the light that hits the background and do full gray.
Yeah.
Which works out. But in this case, you know, like I ran them past you. I like this one better. You liked it better. And I think he liked it better. I think this is the one that he's going to go with. And pretty soon he'll be serving fries at Arby's.
Perfect.
Yeah. You know, but part of that was, you know, he picked out the business attire as well.
I like the tie too.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he tied it nicely. You can see how the lines match up.
Sure.
He knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
Must have gone to
just enough color to just add something like interesting. Yeah. Understated but interesting.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I guess, I mean, if doing environmental headshots is a whole different episode, really. So,
well, I think there's photographers out there that make their living just doing this.
Yes.
So if you're going to do this, let's say someone hires you to take just one person's headshot, how much time are you budgeting to do one of these?
Well, at this point, to do something like this, because I've got it dialed in, I know where the lights go, I know the strength, I know everything, like, I can get this done from you walking in my door to walking out in 15 minutes.
Wow. How long should someone anticipate to take? If you're someone who is now getting jobs like this, but you've never done one, would you leave an hour to do this sort of thing?
I would definitely book an hour. You don't want to rush.
Yeah. And sometimes it's the comfort level of the person doing the photo. It might take them 15 minutes to get comfortable in front of the camera too, right?
You know what? That's a great point because obviously this is a friend of mine, and so we sort of have that built-in level already. When it is new people, they kind of want, it's odd because if you're done, as we talked about a couple of weeks ago, people want to use the full time.
Yeah.
You know, and they feel like if you're not doing that, maybe you're not giving your all. Mm-hmm. Like if I walk up, like I can sometimes get this shot the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then if you just walk away and say, all right, we're done, they're not going to feel too good about that.
Yeah. And oddly, I think you probably want to deliver them 10 options anyways, right?
Not really.
Or five. No, I'm just saying, again, I'm talking about, you don't know the person, you're walking in and they're paying you probably an hourly rate. Not, right. You know, just thinking of what you're going to deliver to them. I would think personally on my end, I'd probably want to deliver them 10.
Yeah.
And then they can pick or use them for different things, whatever. Like, say, different backgrounds, possibly. Not necessarily that the face has to be dramatically different in expression. Just I'm going to give them a few different options.
That's a good point. If I can deliver 10 and then say, okay, when it comes to printing, you go do what you want.
Right.
That I'm in for.
Yeah.
But if it's a matter of, okay, I need them to pick one and then get back to me, that's a humongous waste of my time.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah.
Which I end up doing sometimes, but that's just the nature of the beast. So that is business headshots. Color versus black and white, I would say 99% color.
Yeah.
It just seems like that's what people want to see.
Unless you're shooting for stand-up comedians, then they seem to all be in black and white.
Oh, yeah. When I shot Brian Regan, he was all black and white. Yeah. Way back when, before he was huge.
Yeah. You got him early.
All right. So that's business, corporate / business headshots. Need a challenge for next week.
Is it a business headshot?
Perfect.
Oh, that works out.
I did not see that coming.
You just took one. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't even use this one now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
I'll do one. I'll do another one. I got time. I'll bust one out on the airplane.
Okay.
I had like 9 hours. Excuse me, sir.
Yeah.
Were you sleeping? I'm sorry. Just want to know if I can snap a quick photo of you down here in the lavatory. That should be good for a... Maybe I'll wait till we're almost done the flight.
Yeah, you should wait till the end.
just over Reykjavik. All right, so that's it. Next week will be a business headshot. Adam, where can people go to find your stuff?
They can go to adamschwartz.ca. I think that website's still up. And the Two Hosers Facebook page sometimes.
Maybe that's up.
Yeah. Maybe we'll post our photo of the two of us on the Facebook sometime.
Oh, we will.
Maybe. Yeah.
For last week's episode, we already did.
Oh, great. Oh, it's up there. You should check it out. My beard. Man. It's no longer.
Your beard looks awesome. Yeah. That freaks me out. Yeah. There's a picture that's going to go up later of a beard that no longer exists.
Yeah. It's weird.
You just blew my mind.
Yeah. And your stuff.
You can find my stuff at alanatridge.com. The two of us at twohosers.com, where you can find the links, photos, and everything else that we just talked about. That's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.